Welcome. We're Ryan, Jake, and Safe, who you've come to know and love from College Cross. And we're here to make an announcement that will be pretty exciting and is also a very convoluted way of saying, give us your money. But this is an exciting announcement from us. We are introducing something called the Cross Commission, and it's a way that you can help pitch in and help support us or gain additional content and access to all the stuff you know and love already from us on the College Cross end. Now we've got some additional goodies on the way, and we're going to help break this down a bit. So first, we're going to have Safe kind of explain a little bit of why we're going into this direction, setting up a Patreon and having a bit more of this paywall content and bonus features. And then Jake's going to go over some of the breakdowns on how the different tiers will work. So first I'll have Safe go, then I'll interlude and then bring it over to Jake. So we'll start off with Safe. Explain a little bit why we've launched the Cross Commission. And just bear in mind, College Cross still isn't going anywhere, but consider this kind of like an add-on to it, like a DLC of your favorite video game in a sense. So, Safe, take it away on some of the rationale and why now in terms of doing a Patreon. I'm sure you've seen a lot of other content creators launch Patreons a lot sooner, but Safe's going to explain why we felt now's the time is right.
Definitely. Thanks, Ry. Yeah, honestly, like three main reasons why. Like at first is like, we just didn't have the audience. Like when Ryan obviously started before I even did, I started running 2015 and I became like kind of manager 2016. We had nice niche following. The fund was still like, under 3,000 or so. Then, we kind of grew. So the audience kind of got that to at least to a level we wanted. Second reason why we didn't earlier is like COVID. I mean, like we kind of were thinking about this stuff in 2019 and bantering about ourselves, and then kind of COVID really mess things up for everybody, just work schedule, obviously, around the world, most importantly, but just for our little piece of it, it definitely disrupted us and prevented us from being able to do some things just because of what was going on and what was going on like SB Nation. Lastly, may sound a little corny, but like definitely did feel a little unseemly to like, try to grab money. Essentially at the time we were kind of college focused and like the kids couldn't get paid. Like we get like talk about that and get on our high horse on our podcast, and then at the same time ask people to help enrich us on the same sport where the kids weren't getting paid. But things have changed. 2021 has opened up a new world for college sports, and we just kind of felt like this was kind of the right time. And with things kind of still being in flux with just the blogging world, this like gives us a level of freedom to explore new ideas, especially like brand. Like ideally, like College Cross is like the best extension of like what we're trying to do, like different series, different voices, guest appearances, more interviews, and like have different type of brands or outlets or series of different casts. And we'll have some of them behind the paywall, but we're still like going to feed the streets. Ryan is going to talk for himself, but I know I'm going to do some podcasts, maybe like Jersey specific. I know it'll be even more mid-Atlantic than I already am, but we'll still have free content, and occasionally some of the stuff behind the paywall, we'll put out there through just what you already listen to. So if you get your podcast from Google or iTunes, listen to the Crosscast, that'll be there. Occasionally we'll put some new podcasts through that same stream. But this Cross Commission, which not going to hide it, we kind of want to do a capitalistic endeavor here. You made an LLC, like this whole point of making this Patreon so that not one person gets the tax burden, and allow us to be able to engage with people that we have similar interests in, or just we feel are interested people and that we want to kind of talk to and, introduce to our audience. And you helping us do that, like, allows us to just, like I said, just have more freedom. And I don't want to filibuster it, but that's just like our whole idea. It's like the people that I engage with in the Cross community, I trust implicitly. I'm going into business with two of them with you right here, but they're the smartest, they're the quickest, they're, they do research. And it's like, maybe we can do more for our audience, and we hope you like it. And we hope you subscribe, tell your friends, and we will, we've got some interesting guests. We're well done is better than well said. It's like, the best phrase out there for when you're like doing something. So we're going to show you some stuff that we're going to do in the future within this week. And, we're going to produce more of that. And, you know, Jake, please, you know, take it away with more intricacies about the Patreon page.
Yeah. So as Safe said, and I think as Ryan mentioned as well, this is not taking away anything. It's giving with, yes, a price and cost element to it. So if you read our stuff on collegecross.com, that's not going anywhere. Anything that's on collegecross.com, we're still with College Cross. We still run College Cross. That's not changing. And if you like the stuff we did during that Silver Tournament, I know we got some good feedback. Sorry we haven't had anything up in, you know, the last couple months on the site in terms of written content. That stuff will continue both into the fall and then especially during the season as well. And we're hopefully, I'm thinking that we'll get back to some sort of more regular schedule in terms of producing content, maybe, you know, once or twice, maybe three times a week in terms of written content on the site. So that's going to stay there. The Crosscast, as mentioned, that's not going anywhere. So if you're still subscribed to College Crosscast through whatever platform, as they've said, stay subscribed. You'll still get that for free. We'll still do it in the off season once a month around there. And then during the season, we'll still do it the way we always do, you know, or maybe we'll change it, but you'll still get at least one a week. Barring, you know, some sort of thing that comes up. I mean, I think we've only taken like 3 weeks off of doing an in-season Crosscast in like the last 4 or 5 years. So that's going to stay out there. You'll still get the Crosscast covering the games, previewing games, everything that happens like that. That's still going to be there. The change here is just we are producing more content, but we are producing some of this more content with asking you guys to pay for some of this. As Safe mentioned, you know, part of it is to monetize it, you know, just to get money for the work we're putting in, but also the money you give us if you do subscribe, and we hope you do at any of the different tiers, which I'm going to explain in a few minutes here. It will allow us to do more in terms of free stuff. So we'll be able to go to games and cover more games, which we'll still, you know, that stuff on, you know, Twitter, and you'll still see that. It'll allow us to potentially hire writers. I mean, we've had some great people, you know, not, you know, to name drop anyone, but, you know, Marissa and Jemmy, who's just got hired for the Seattle Times, right, for the Seattle Kraken. She wrote with us for a year or two there. We couldn't keep her because, you know, we couldn't pay her. So this potentially gives us the opportunity to pay people to write for us and to produce content on collegecross.com and potentially behind the Patreon as well. I know me and Ryan have talked for years about wanting to expand how we cover the women's game, and we haven't fulfilled that necessarily. We could have done more, obviously, but also some of that's, you know, it's hard, and it's hard to, you know, with this isn't our full-time job to do that. But if we can have money, if you guys can subscribe, and we can take that money and we can pay someone to cover, and they can cover it on both the free College Cross and on the Crosscast and potentially behind the Patreon as well. And then the second, just logistically, which I'm sure, you know, Ryan can certainly attest to, producing the podcast costs money. It costs money in terms of just to host the podcast, what we do, and it costs money for microphones, and the audio quality of the podcast has improved. I know this is something that was mentioned when we did a survey like 2 or 3 years ago, was improved audio quality. And we have, and hopefully with this, it'll get even better and sound even more professional, which is our hope, by money that you're giving us. So that's just a little add-on to what, you know, Safe mentioned about why we're doing this and what you're seeing. But yeah, just important to outline. Crosscast is still free. Anything on collegecross.com is still there. This is just we are producing more, and we're doing it for, I think you'll find, as I'm explaining here, and then you can go to the website as well as soon as we're done, and you'll be seeing this probably through Twitter, or if you're just listening, the link that I'm going to mention, it's www.patreon.com/jointhecrosscommission. That is THECROSSE commission. And so we have 4 tiers of content that you can sign up for. If you ever signed up for a Patreon or just subscribed to a Patreon of any kind before, you may know about this, but for those of you who haven't, this is just kind of a brief disclaimer about it. So you will be, it'll charge it directly to your credit card. I think it may give options for PayPal or some other way of paying as well, but it'll charge you the day you subscribe. So if you subscribe today, July the 20th, then you will, you'll be subscribed now, whatever tier you sign up for, and it'll charge you the first of every month. So if you pay now, you'll have it on July 20th, and it'll run through from then. I think the first time it'll charge you will be September 1st, and then it'll charge you for pretty much the first week of every month thereafter. So you'll be charged September 1st, October 1st, and that's what it'll charge you. If you at any point, hopefully not, but you know, if maybe you don't have money to give that month, if you want to unsubscribe, just make sure you do unsubscribe, because it is an automatic rolling subscription. So if you want to unsubscribe at any point, make sure you do that, so it doesn't, you know, charge you by accident at any point. But that's the day that it will charge you, the first day of each month. So I'm certain, yeah, if you subscribe today, it's not going to charge you on August 1st as well. You signed up, you get your month, and then it'll again on September 1st. So the tiers and the content that we are producing for you guys, and what you are getting, what's the kind of bang for your buck here, what you're getting by signing up and joining us. For $1 a month, you just support the show. So if you just want to give us, you know, $1 a month, that will just go to, again, as I mentioned, that's just your way of helping us produce the podcast even more, helping us put the money we get back into more free stuff to do for you guys and more content to produce. That's $1 a month. You don't gain anything with that, but that's just, you know, general support. If you're ever like, hey, you know, I like the podcast, I want to help you guys out, there you go, $1 a month. The second tier, this is a weekly newsletter, and you get off-topic podcasts. This is $4 per month. So you will get our cross-commission weekly newsletter breaking down what happened in the world of lacrosse that week. It'll run once a week. Maybe if we go into the season, we'll do two or more. If there's, you know, if it's a news-heavy week, maybe it'll be more, but just know consistently you will get at least one weekly newsletter breaking down what happened in lacrosse that week. Mostly it'll probably be me, but it also could be Ryan if there's a topic that he wants to pitch on. It can be Safe if there's a topic that comes up. It's just going to be whatever happens in lacrosse that week. What's the main thing going on? Starting in the fall, it'll probably be recruiting, and it'll probably be anything from fall ball. If you know, right now in the summer, it could be a coaching news or just the PLL that's going on. You know, it could be what happened to the PLL, you know, this past week. And then during the season, it'll be obviously what's going on during the season. You know, what are the most interesting things for us? It can take on different forms. You know, it could be an editorial. It can be something more of like a column on a specific topic. If there's, you know, something that any one of us really want to write about. But mostly just think of it as, a weekly column, a newsletter, breaking down what happened in the world of lacrosse that week and our thoughts. And then you'll get off-topic podcasts about just whatever, anything about if we want to talk about other sports, if we want to talk about, you know, movies or pop culture, TV shows, anything like that. If you've enjoyed when me and Ryan talk about, you know, other sports, or when Safe's had, you know, different guests on at different times to talk about stuff. Anyway, he's done some podcasts with Adam about, you know, TV and stuff like that. That's where you'll get that. If you've ever joined in those, any off-topic podcasts that we do, not specifically dedicated to lacrosse, you can get those for $4 per month. So that's $4 per month here. You get our weekly newsletter. Again, it'll consistently run at least once a week, potentially, though. It could be more during the season, about whatever happened that week in the world of lacrosse and our thoughts. The second tier, the third tier, rather. For $6 per month, you get Crosscast bonus episodes. So as Safe mentioned, we have some podcasts lined up and some interviews lined up with different people from the lacrosse world. I know we've got three that we're trying to line up right now. We're going to get and even more. And so that is where you'll find stuff like that. Any Crosscast bonus episodes that includes interviews with people from the lacrosse world, just anything like interviews with coaches, players. If we, you know, do a specific topic or something like that, all of those you can get for $6 per month. That's not all you get. You also get one subscriber's choice bonus episode a month. So if you are subscribed to this, we will send it out probably in the form of you can do polls on Patreon, and we'll send it out in the form of a poll, and we'll give you four options, probably three or four options of a topic that you guys get to choose that we'll do a bonus episode on a month. Or we'll just ask, and you guys, if you're subscribed, you can just chime in and type. Maybe once, twice a month, we'll send it out to Twitter. And so if you're on Twitter, maybe you're not subscribed, we'll let you choose, and then you can, you know, subscribe and you get to listen. And we'll do that part as well. But it's your choice. It can be a topic on anything. If you want us to talk about Syracuse, we'll talk about Syracuse. If you want us to talk about Hopkins, we'll talk about Hopkins, the PLL, anything, whatever. It's your choice if you subscribe. Then one mailbag episode a month. So this will be, we've kind of toyed a bit with the idea of a mailbag in the past, but this is a full extension. Any questions you guys have about anything in the game for that month, we will do a mailbag episode as well, taking all of your questions. Any questions you have for us, we will answer them on the show. So that is what you're getting for $6 per month. You get Subscriber's Choice bonus episode. You guys get to choose. If you're on this tier, you get to choose what we talk about. We'll talk about whatever you want. A mailbag episode, and then any bonus episodes that we do. Think of that as like an extension of the Crosscast. So anything that we do, that's really lacrosse, but it's interviews with players, interviews with coaches, or any kind of specific topic that maybe we want to touch on. It's a bonus. Not as long as your kind of, you know, regular Crosscast, but it'll be a bonus you'll get for that. Then for $8 a month, this is the highest tier. So we're not asking, you'll never pay more than $8 a month for anything that you're subscribing to us. That's as high as we're going. We think that's fair and reasonable for the price of, you know, two cups of coffee from Starbucks a week, pretty much. You get $8 a month of content from us. You get the weekly newsletter. You get the off-topic podcast. You get bonus episodes with special guests. You get a mailbag episode a month. Get the Subscriber's Choice podcast a month, and you get early access to any breaking news and scoops that we have. So any kind of anything we're hearing in the lacrosse world, any kind of stories that we're, you know, hearing about and can touch on, about, you know, can be anything, coaching news, transfer portal, teams, anything about it, you'll get early access to that. This can be stuff that we're just hearing, or it can be, you know, if there's a big kind of story that we will eventually obviously break on CollegeCross.com, you guys will see it first, and it'll be up on the Patreon, and you will see it ahead of time. So that's $8 a month. You get pretty much the whole shebang from us. Everything that we're offering and producing for you, that's what you get for $8 a month. So again, you can go to www.patreon.com/join/lacrosse with an E commission. And there are four tiers there. $1 a month, $4 a month, $6 a month, $8 a month. Whatever you think is most worth the value of your money, or whatever you most are willing to give to us. Again, you're going to get the content, and then we are taking what we're getting and giving back to you as well, by the ability to bring in new voices and new people for us to work with, and then through improve what we're already giving you. So yeah, we hope you subscribe, and we're going to be right on this. There'll be content coming out this week on each, maybe not on each tier, but there at least a newsletter and you know, a podcast that we have coming out, depending on the tier that you have, that we're going to be producing for you guys. So we hope you get right on it and sign up.
So basically, I think Safe and Jake both kind of spelt it all out there for you. But, you know, even if you just do the $1, and even if you, you know, can't afford it, we're not forcing you to do it. That's why I think our approach is we're not putting everything behind a paywall. You're still going to get the College Crosscast for free, and your subscription will still cover that. So you can still support us by subscribing and listening to the Crosscast. But if you want to, you know, just give $1 a month, totally fine. That helps. It's really going to help us out in terms of, you know, podcast hosting costs, equipment costs, traveling to games, things of that nature. So every little bit helps. And, you know, depending on what your means are, feel free to donate as much as you'd like. Whether you can't or you want to donate more, totally up to you. We've got plenty of options for you. And, you know, kind of gives a little bit of the best of both worlds. Gives us, you know, a little bit of an opportunity to help, you know, capitalize on what we're working on, but at the same time, kind of putting back into what we're already spending on putting this stuff out, but at the same time, keeping it out in the open where it's not all behind a paywall where we might, you know, alienate some of our readers or listeners or something like that. So I think this kind of gives a little bit of a best of both worlds situation, and, you know, every little bit of support definitely helps. Any final thoughts out of you two before we wrap things up?
Yeah, I mean, Jake, you nailed everything and, you know, pointed everything out. Our whole point is, like, we want to put it right back into it. So like, you know, time is money. So if we can compensate, like, players especially, like, we would love to interview them and, you know, get, maybe give them like something for their time. And you're, this is not a money laundering. We're not all bagmen for your favorite team. That's our point. We want to like compensate people. Like, if there's been some really talented people we've engaged with in the past and we just couldn't keep, as Jake highlighted. And it's just like, we're not, obviously the cross is small and stuff like that, but like, just showing appreciation for their time, it's more likely that they would continue to do it. And the more they continue, the audience would grow, gives us a little bit more to get other voices. So that's all our whole point. You know, we're not, as Kevin Garnett said, we're not in it for the loot. Obviously, it's just lacrosse, but allows us to explore other things, pro lacrosse. We're still going to do things for everybody. As Ryan noted, he's going to do his podcast for Long Island. And, you know, Jake may do something, you know, that'd be kind of cool, you know, for Maryland. But like, that's the whole point. It's just like, everyone wants to grow the game. You know, we love the Mid-Atlantic and we think there's a huge audience here and we want to kind of grow that. We're not trying to alienate everyone out there, but it's like, yeah, like we just want to just do more and it gives us more freedom because like kind of like got to go through SB Nation and stuff. They're great. We love SB Nation. Don't get rid of us. But yeah, it's like it gives us freedom. And then, you know, it gets people on the podcast on different streams and different brands and just try it out, you know. It's America. You know, just wanted to give it a shot, so we're actually going to do it. And yeah, this is our introductory video.
Yeah, I think I think this season especially, we had a lot of fun in different ways of providing content for you guys, and we got an even greater appreciation for, you know, getting to interact with you guys and then getting to work with each other. We love working with each other, and that's the main thing here. We love working with each other and we love interacting with you guys, and so we want to diversify that in as many ways as we possibly can. It gives us more of an opportunity to do different things and to try out different avenues for different types of content and for more content, especially, and to, yeah, bring in more and different voices. There are definitely you know, a lot of other voices in the lacrosse Twitter sphere that have insightful things to say beyond obviously just us. We'd love to, you know, partner with them more and have that opportunity. So that's, you know, that's the idea here. It's giving more to you guys and giving different types of content about the world of lacrosse to you guys that we think you'll enjoy and that we think that will be worth your time and money. So we wouldn't do this if we hadn't cultivated an audience that we think, you know, enjoys what we do, and respects what we do, and knows that we respect you guys as well. And so that's the deal here. It's, you know, it's a mutual kind of respect between us and you guys as the audience that enjoys what we do, and so we want to do more for you. And in turn, we ask for just a little bit more of your time, and in this go around, in terms of expending more, a little bit of your money per month, whatever you feel comfortable and are able to give, we appreciate all of it. And so we hope you subscribe, and this is going to be fun.
So if you like independent voices and you saw this season, there was a space for independent voice, and you know, we were able to kind of fill that in there, you know, and you want to see more of that, that's what we're offering.
And speaking of fun, welcome to the commission layer.
Exactly. Is your ON? All right. Love it. Let me go back into
but yeah, that's the fun and games with Skype. But otherwise, shout again.
Shout out to Together Mode. Absolutely. Yeah. I love this. This is great. This is the commission room. Exactly.
Gotta love Microsoft trying to monetize the pandemic. But otherwise, if you're watching the video, you're probably on the site already. But if you're listening and you want to know more, it's patreon.com/join/thecrosscommission. We'll have a nifty Twitter account for the Cross Commission to go with the usual @college_cross. So would you like to share the Cross Commission handle?
You got it, Safe?
@thecrosscom, C-O-M-M. So @thecrosscom.
Mm-hmm. So you can follow that. You can still follow college_cross as well. Follow both accounts all as well. And you can follow me at RyanMcD29.
At Jake_Razon.
I'm at Erie_Barrister, and I'm just lost in those mountains behind us. Those are just
God bless together mode. But yes, thanks as always for all your support. We hope that this kind of is a way that you could support us even more. And everything, as we said, is greatly appreciated. Never expected, but greatly appreciated. And we're looking forward to having some of you on board. And in the meantime, it is the summer. It's hot out there. So, of course, stay hydrated.
Thank you, Mr. President.